from the perspective of last time I saw you at Commodity, we were coming into the season. It's been a good year, but it's not been a year without trials and tribulations. I would say that weather has been something that's plagued the overall U.S. farmer. But it's a good year because commodity prices are still up. We've been able to get the right product at the right place at the right time across the industry, which when we were coming off the whole pandemic from COVID and supply chain and elements. So I would say that we're going to have some good yields in right places and probably some unfortunate lower yields in other places. But overall, I would say as in farming, we should feel blessed.
From a bear perspective, we talk a lot about, and we will talk a lot about, the different products and research with some other members of the Bear team. But there are other things that your company is doing, outreach to farmers, working with rural communities, working with youth in agriculture. There's a lot going on there in support of the next generation and the current generation of farmers.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, at Bayer, we're focused on the future of agriculture, and we feel that we're part of the industry and the community in which we live and work and play. And what's really, really important is that commitment and how we're building that next generation. So for us, what is essential is where do we put those dollars? So, you know, we focus on like working with FFA, also 4-H. And that's very important because they're helping build the future leaders of our industry. But one of the things also where we also really give back is how we can help fundamentally rural communities. And our rural communities are so essential because that's the foundation of where our farmers live. And so our American Farmers Program is something that we've had for the last 12 years, and we've invested over $65 million in that program to support the rural communities. Also, with our Grow Community Program, we've been able to effectively support 550 nonprofits with over $2.75 million. And then our Grow Ag Leaders Community is also our overall program where we focus on scholarships that promote and support young leaders in ag. And we spend over $4 million in that program since its inception in 2014. And about $500,000 we spend annually. And then, being a science-based company, what do we focus on? Because DNA of innovation is there. We also partner with our, like 4-H, on Science Matters, where we're focused on STEM, you know, helping, you know, educate the youth of the beauty of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, that they get fired up and they're passionate, and they go out and they can work in many industries, but they can also hopefully come and work in agriculture.
Training that next generation and getting them ready to be a part of the workforce is extremely important.
Yeah, no, absolutely important. And, you know, Cindy, what I'll really share is I think those competencies and skill sets that we need are fundamentally also evolving and changing with our industry. So, you know, many things, you know, like I talked about, science, technology, and engineering, and chemistry and biology, those are like the standards, pest management, many things that we use in ag. But, you know, this whole movement in digital enablement, as we look at transforming in the power of data and analytics that you can get off, you know, the actual on-farm. So we're also seeing that we need new competency and skill sets in these type of areas too. And I think that that's something that we're really investing in, you know. And, you know, we have our Field View business. But, you know, so data scientists, you know, digital engineers, all those type of elements are also important. But one of the things that I would share is that we see in our industry, why we invest is because we need to give youth that excitement and passion and to also show them that in agriculture, we need all competencies and skill sets. So just like you're a journalist that promotes agriculture, I was a chemist, but now I run a business. We need accountants. We need, so from farm management to actually, industry management to science to actually being on farm and being a farmer. And all of us make the industry run. So that's why we invest. So that we can provide a broad basis of services that's building that future generation, no matter where their passion is. And I always tell when I have the opportunity, when I was at the Youth Agri Science Summit at 4-H in Washington, I said, find what you love, study it, be passionate about it, and you'll get out of bed every day happy.
Stay hungry. So we talked in the beginning, we talked a little bit about the current situation. We were talking about the drought and everything. Let's talk about the health of Bayer, the company, the health of Bayer Crop Sciences, just overall.
Bayer this year overall, we had a great year in 2021. We've continued to have a good year in 2022. When I look at fundamentally who we are as a company, we're focused on health for all, hunger for none. And we talk about crop science. What's really great is, and what I love about our company is is the amount of investment that we put into our industry. So we're investing annually $2.5 billion in innovation and technology that is solving the largest problems that farmers have in ag. And the overall health, I always say, that we show of our business is that we're able to make those investments. So the earning power that we have today is reinvested for the future of agriculture. And that is really, really powerful.
Okay, challenges that farmers have, the biggest challenges, the biggest problems that they're dealing with right now that Bayer is helping them solve. Let's talk a little bit about those.
Yeah, so when you look and you think about corn and soy, some of the biggest things that they have to deal with is weed resistance, right? And so if you think about Bayer, we're always looking for new molecules, and we will be having a new PPO herbicide, which will be a new mode of action. It's unique, which will be coming out into the market in 2027 and beyond. And then we'll be taking that new active ingredient, which will be a crop protection chemical itself, and then also putting that in as part of our stack for HT5, for instance, in our corn, and soy. So these are the kind of things where we see, herbicide resistance is something. Is there tools in the toolbox for farmers today? Absolutely. Would it be great if they had other tools that help manage resistance? Yes. So that's a perfect example of something that we're highly focused on. If you think about just as one example. Another place, here we are, we sit in Iowa, corn rootworm. We got SmartStax Pro. And corn rootworm is so important. And it's, and when you have the problem, you need to manage it. And that's something where we, with our RNAi technology, we've invested, we've had a successful pre-launch this year, and we're going to have the full commercial launch this year. So we're very excited about that. So those are the types of technologies. And then if you think about, we're also thinking about the area of sustainability. So our carbon program, which is very important. So, which helps manage soil health and elements of that. And we try to make that simple. We've also come out with our foreground platform, which is also a way that we work to think about how do we create a community that allows farmers to connect into a network to share sustainable practices, to learn new practices and technologies are coming. So there's many ways within the organization that we focus on our DNA, which is innovation.
What are you really buzzed up about? What are you excited about?
Well, what I'm really buzzed up about is smart corn. Smart corn, which is short stature corn, is something that we actually have here at the show today. And really, you know, what's great about that is that it gives us, from a sustainability perspective, it allows the farmers, because of the shorter stature, although it has the exact nodes, that it has greater standability in high winds like the derechos that have went through Iowa and parts of the upper Northwest Plains this year. Also, it gives access in season, so you can actually, with normal conventional equipment, apply fungicides, also apply nitrogen, and with the greater corn root system that we see, we also will be hoping to see that it'll also give us a greater drought tolerance. So it's all very exciting. So I'm excited about smart corn.
Looking at the Farm Progress Show in general, is there something that specific that you want to see, or people that you want to talk to, anything that you really want to make sure and do while you're here?
First and foremost, when you're at Farm Progress, it's all about the customer. So being able to talk to the farmers, gain their perspectives, and the beauty of this show is it brings the farmers from across the states. So you're really able to gain that firsthand perspective of what they've been dealing with in the season, and what's top of mind to them, and what are the solutions that we need to be focused on to help them be successful. Because in the end, without them, there's no Bear.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.